Blog Talk Radio.
This is a reminder. Listen 1 hour to NRP.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising. Say what? The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix.
As you can see, with the Phoenix is rising, part of the show from Practical Spirituality. And this time we are focusing on the fourth leg. What is the fourth leg, you may ask? We're talking about opportunities where you can have a good income without working your life away. We're talking about the most important thing, like your life work. Not a job, but something you do that brings you pleasure in the world and fulfills you. And we're talking about ways to make passive income or ways to find jobs that will allow you to fulfill your life's desire and not just work. I guess what we're really talking about is ways of getting to economic independence. And so tonight, we have a guest. We have CEO Paul Horsey. And Paul Horsey is working at growing, growing wealth, generational wealth building, so that you can not only grow wealth for yourself, but you can grow wealth for your children and children's and children and your whole generation. So you can find out more about him at the link that we're leaving in this box. It is generational wealth building community for you.com. And I would like to welcome CEO Paul Horsey. So, Paul, how are you doing? Very good. How are you doing today? Okay, very good to have you. Good to have you on this show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Yeah, for the sake of transparency, I know Paul. I've known him a long time, and I know he's been doing some great stuff. So I want to give him a chance to tell all of you about all of the great stuff he's been doing all this time. So firstly, tell us a little bit about your organization and why you're doing that. What is your organization?
Okay, my organization is called GWBC for You, which stands for Generational Wealth Building for You. And and I started this organization because my goal is to help people from form a community of like-minded people and to break that 40-40-40 plan, the lie that we've been told. You know, we work 40 hours every 40 years of our life, 40 hours a week, and then we retire on 40% of our income, which you all know that's not enough.
Oh, yeah.
And when we're just trying to break that cycle, they've been told that because most people are running that cycle, you know, and we're just trying to break that. And we know that system that they had, that 40-40-40 plan, is a failed system.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So basically what I was trying to do, my interest really was to break the poverty cycle and stop living that lie that they've been telling us so long. You know, I lived it. I was an aerospace worker for 30 years, and I did 10 years in the military. And I wound up the same way as most other people. At the end, you know, you're lucky you got a pension plan, and most people don't have that anymore. And we're able to, everybody start looking toward a Social Security check. And that's not how you want to live your life. You want to get your time back.
Yeah,
you know,
I must say.
Most of us work a 9-to-5 job, and we all realize that when we work that 9-to-5 job, at the end of the week, we work all week long, and then on Monday, we start back at zero. And we want to keep from being that way. And what I learned was that a job will only give you a living. It will never, ever make you wealthy. You know, you have to, you have to be doing something on the outside to make money on the outside if you want to make money. You know, the job, you know, like I said, most of us work at a job, you know, but we want more than that. We want more for our families. We want more at the end. We want to be able to relax. And I don't want to wait 40 years if I don't have to get that relaxation, take more vacation, spend more time with my family. The biggest part is your time, because one commodity you have in your life is time, and you can never get that back. Once it's burnt up, and we're burning it up over and over and over.
That's very true. I remember being a security guard once, sitting in front of the clock, and at one time I looked at that clock, and I was waiting to get out from work. I realized that every minute going by on that clock was a minute of my life that I was never going to get back. You know, just sitting there, getting paid a little bit of money, and my life was what I was paying for that job, basically.
Right.
So,
and the job
is going to...
And like you said... Now, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying the job is only going to pay you what you think you're worth, not what you're really worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what interests you in I know a lot of people are doing things with generating wealth, but there's something interesting where you're talking about generating generational wealth and helping people. What do you mean by helping people? I mean, most of the people nowadays are like, this is only for me, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to climb to the top. But you're talking about helping people. That's different. Where do you get that idea from?
Well, I was part of a mastermind group, and when I went through the mastermind group, I realized that, and they talked about it over and over, all people join, the people that are the richest people we see in this world, they all form some type of mastermind group. They grow in a community. They have a community amongst themselves to do what they need to do. And then so it made me think about that we need to form a community, and then we link arms, you know. If you're able to link arms with each other, you know, you can do a lot more. And I think it was J.P. Morgan, one of them said that I'd rather have 1%, of 100 people's effort than 100% of my effort, you know. And we start realizing that if we do come together, we can start building generational wealth and use our time to make money instead of our, let our money make money for us instead of our time making money. And the rich always take their money and make it through their money, not through their time. They act less work and make more money. And one of the other good things is, like, you know, John here, and I said that, you know, we look at ways of making money. You got to have something that's going to be, like I said, we talk about generational wealth, but we need something that's not going to require me to be there and sitting there hour by hour, and I got to be to duplicate myself. So we want to duplicate ourselves. So instead, we're going to use our money to duplicate it. So, like, for instance, for every dollar you have, you make a dollar be your employee, and then it duplicates itself. The rich really big generational wealth, and a lot of us don't think we have enough money to do it. But we have found plans that you can do it as little as $15.
Well, you think your average person can do this, though? How about the person at work at the hoagie shop or something? Can they leverage their money?
Well, we put this together that anybody can do it. I mean, it doesn't matter what background you have, where you walk from, where you come from. It's just all you got to do is have a will and desire to say, I'm going to join hands with somebody and go do it. I mean, most people have $30 to go do it. It's just that we put it together, pay it for it, you know, and then we'll build the wealth that people are looking for to get their time back. The biggest thing is get your time back. That's something you can never get back.
Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit of faith to do that, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people are scared to try on any new thing, you know?
Well, what I say, John, is what you got to do is not so much, and it is faith, but you got to have the faith this, and you got to say that I got to reprogram myself. We've been programmed to go work a job, and we got to break that cycle of the program. Most of us, we live in a box. I hate to say it like this, but we do live in a box, and we protect. That box has 5% of what we want in our life, and we protect it. And 90% of what we need out there is outside the box, and we're afraid to go outside the box to go get it. So we spend all our time protecting the box. Here's a little piece of interest. Like everybody hears of, I've heard of Warren Buffett, right? But not many people know that Warren Buffett owns 3 direct selling and network marketing companies. And he quoted, I'll give a quote right here that he said, me owning my network marketing company was the best decision I ever made in my life.
Oh, okay.
But yet we still hear people say that these things are no good or what. It's the best thing you have. That with very little money that you can build a style with.
Yeah.
You just gotta be willing to lock arms with people and follow the plan that's there, because most people step outside the plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what we do with generational wealth building. We build a plan, and we all come together as a community, and we try not to leave anybody, and our goal is not to leave anybody behind. And we come together. We want people to say that, hey, we all want to be winners. We all want to go have the lifestyle we're looking for. And that's why generational wealth, I put it together so we can do that. And we can do it with very little money.
Okay, so part of it is to generate the money, but also is breaking that mindset that makes people afraid to try anything new, I guess.
Correct. And the mindset is a big part of it. Because once you break the mindset, then we know that all the other stuff will follow, because we all get caught up in our own, like I call it, me personally, what I call it is programming. Our subconscious has been programmed over all the years we've been having, and we try to break that programming, because every time something comes up, your subconscious starts telling you, I want to protect you. So if something good comes along, it says, no, don't do that. Or if something other comes, don't do that. You know, you stay in your lane, stay where. And that's why, because the rich and the people wealthy that go out investors and stuff, they know they broke that cycle. They know that they've got to invest in themselves. First, you got to invest in yourself. You got to put time into yourself, and then invest in other things. So what I got to do? I got to change my mindset, and that's my first investment. You know, and through our community, we give that to you. You know, you're around other people that are going to be like-minded. And we're going to build from that on course right there. And that's the greatest thing about it.
Well, that's important, isn't it, getting into a group of like-minded people?
Right.
One thing that happens to me, one of the reasons I put this radio show up is because sometimes I'll, like just today, right, I put some money into something, about $200-something. I've made twice as much as that back so far, making like $5 a day. And as I put more in, it gets bigger. And this is only in 2 months I've made twice as much as I put in. I tell people about it, and they look at me with a blank look on their face. It's like they can't understand. It's like they can't understand what I'm saying. And a lot of them would say they need money, but they won't take the step to do what they already see is working. And this is difficult to understand for me.
As you said, that's that programming. That's that subconscious programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's protecting them. And they don't understand that their program is actually keeping them broke.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad to look at it, isn't it? I mean, really, having that potential there and not doing it just because of being conditioned, I think.
Right. And that's what we try to want to do in GWBC for you, is that when you join with us, we're trying to break the standard. We're trying to get you out of that mold. We're trying to get you out looking elsewhere. Yeah, you still can work your job, but why should you have to work your job until you're 60? If you come in, we'll build a community that together will realize wealth that people can start enjoying life and get your time back. That's the biggest thing. And have time with the family. Go vacation. Don't do the things that you can't do at a job, because the job is going to have you start all over every Monday.
Yeah, I'm reminded of my brother who worked this job for quite some time at Federal Express, and he put away big chunks of money, and they were supposed to give him big chunks back when he retired, and something happened where somebody new bought the business or something, and they said, oh, well, we changed it. Now you can only get this much back because we're giving you a percentage of what you put in, not the payment of what you put in. So what happened was he started getting like $800 or $900 a month when he was supposed to be getting like $3,000 or $4,000, you know. And I think that can happen to just about any of us if we're depending on working these jobs and putting away a pension and expecting it to be there. It's really not very safe, is it?
No, it isn't. I ran into the same thing. I spent 30 years with a company. And when I got to go get my pension, they pretty much took about $200,000 of it. So I know that we gotta start putting the control back in our own hands. But when I do that, I'll tell people, don't quit your job, but now you gotta do something outside the job. That's once again outside the box. And then you don't have to be a lot. Just put a little bit there and build. You don't have to be on this. The 401k program is another lot. That 401k is never meant to make you wealthy. It ain't meant to make you to survive, because the government limits it how much you can take out per year without being taxed on it and being wiped clean.
Yeah.
So you got to look at this. What are you doing and what do you want to do? And you decide that I don't want that. I'll say to people, go out and look. And look at the person who's been doing your job 5 to 10 years longer than you and see if they got the lifestyle you want.
Mm-hmm. And good advice, actually.
You know that, huh?
Good advice, I said.
Yeah.
Very good advice.
If you don't have it, then you know that you're going to be in that same boat 10 years down the road. What are you doing to change it today? Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't be procrastinating. You do action. Everything requires action. You know? And I was going to say a real quick thing. Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge and put it into action is power.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
well, what are some of the things you're doing now? Just talk a little bit about some of those so people can get some ideas of what they can do.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing right now with my group is a company called CBS, which is Club Biz Smart. And what we do is that we got a matrix. We put people together for $30, so that we come together as a group, and we pay it for it. It's a one-time out of pocket, and if you follow it right, I can't guarantee anything. But if we all come together at one time or another, we can turn that $30 into $30,000, and then we'll build from there. The other thing I'm doing is Kofi. It does stocks, and I do the Kofi, which is I put it. It trades as a crypto bot and a regular bot for the stock market, and it goes out and trades every day for us, Monday through Friday on the stock market, and then 7 days a week on the crypto side. And what's great about those is that we're averaging on the trading side anywhere from 1 to 3% per day for 5 days a week, and on the crypto side, we're averaging right around 3 to 3.5% per day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And my last one I do is GS Partners. And GS Partners is a little different. It's a long-term game. So when you're making your money for the short-term thing, I put money into the long-term thing because GS Partners, it pays out at the over after about 18 months. But you get money along the way, but it pays out, and it, you buy these certificates. And anybody who's really interested in any of these three things, we sit down and we can have a consultation, or you can come to my website, and I'll spend time with you and show you what it is, or I'll send you some information about any one of these three. But I always tell people to start with the CBS. The CBS is linking together $30, one time out of pocket, and build your wealth from there, and then move your wealth from that to the next one to the next one.
Okay. So you start off with a small amount, then you, what do you do? How do you do that?
I tell people you start off with your $30. Then you give it to, you pay it forward to somebody else. You find two people, like-minded people, and you give them $15 each. We put them in a matrix. Yeah. The matrix makes the money, and I won't try to explain it here, but I said I've got you come to my website, you ask me for it, I'll send you a link of it, and you can see exactly how it works, and you can see exactly how I can make you that turn $30 to $15 into $30,000.
Okay, yeah, we have a link in the description box here to the website that Paul's talking about that you can go to. So it sounds like you're doing some things that are really successful. And what's just needed is some people who are dedicated to building generational wealth, right?
Correct. You just can't say you want wealth. You got to ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get the wealth? You know, nothing's gonna be handed to you. You got to still put your foot forward to go get it done.
Mm-hmm. What seems interesting about? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, that's where we come in. It's why we have a community, so that you'll be around people that think that way. You're not around the people that don't want to believe in that. You get into a life a same type of thinking people, and you build your own. Like mastermind, really, and then you get encouraged. You know, it's good to talk to somebody that's on the same path that you're going down. Do I say that is easy? No, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's still going to require you to change your thinking because your thinking is what holds people back. It ain't the money, it's the thinking that holds you back.
Okay. So the hard work is doing the work in the platform and mostly changing your thinking, sounds like.
Right.
Because it's working for it, but it's not like slaving 40 hours a week or anything, right?
Right.
It's sort of using your work in a better way, more effectively. I compare it to like using a scalpel instead of a sword, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're taking that $30 and you put it out to go work for you versus go to work every day and go try to earn with your hours. Once you put it out there and you get like-minded people, it keeps on generating. And that's what wealthy people do. They generate their money. Their money makes money for themselves. They don't go out and earn their money.
Mm-hmm. And it's really not that much. I mean, if you have a 401k, you're putting in hundreds every week, right? You'll be putting those hundreds into something like this and have more success, bigger income.
Well, and what I teach people and tell people is that you look at your wealth, and you say, how much of my wealth? You should be putting 5 to 10% into alternative stuff. So, you know, a bank is not going to give you but so much back, right? Even if you do stocks or whatever, the way they do it, the way it is right now with your savings bonds and all, they're not giving a return, big returns back. So you look at your wealth and say, I need to take 10% of that wealth I have and put it in something else that's a high yield, high move that don't require my time to be building the money. Because if it did, an investment is always risky. I'm not going to say it's not. Investment is always risky. But if it does fail, you still got 90% of your wealth. But 10% will overshadow that 90%, hands down, if it kicks off and does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, that sounds good. Makes a lot of sense, actually. Because today, I mean, people might not think $6 is a lot. But I'm baking that a day, and it was like 2.45% today.
Right.
On that Quippo thing or whatever it's called, you know, which to me is good.
Well, real quick, John, let me just explain. See, what people do, and we don't want to get hooked up on the $6. The $6, and it sounds crazy, it doesn't mean anything, really. It does, it's $6, right? It's the percentage. Mm. It depends on how much you put with. The percentage is going to stay the same. If you had $6 there, if you 10 times, it'd be 60. If you 100 times it's going to be 600 for that day.
And it takes time
to build it.
Yeah, that's the thing, and the amazing thing is people don't seem to pay attention to the interest, you know, when that's the most important thing. I mean, in a bank, you get no interest, right? You get to pay $10 a month most of the time for a fee for them to hold your money and trade your money. This, you're getting money every day, and you're getting interest every day. I don't see why people aren't just pouring into it. But once again, it's like you were saying, it's that mindset that freezes people, you know?
It's the programming. The fear of loss is what we've been taught. The fear of loss instead of saying, I want to gain. That's faith. Like you said at the beginning, from the show you started with, it's a faith base. Yeah. You got to have faith in what you do. Have trust in yourself and stop listening to others and trust in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think part of it, too, is we learn that we're bad or something, or people are going to look down on us if we fail at something. And that's part of the box, you know, being afraid to look bad. Yeah, being afraid to look bad.
That's what was taught us in school. We went through a whole school system to keep from failing, right? So we wonder why we're afraid to fail, because the school system taught us that. But the rich kids didn't learn that. They learned to excel at everything they did.
Yeah.
Failure was a good thing to them.
Yeah.
Because that's how
big
they learned. Big difference.
Well, we're coming up on just a couple of more minutes. How can listeners get involved, and what are some of the I have your website up. How can they get involved? How can they contact you? What's the best way?
I would say go to my website. It's gwbc4u.com, and I know you're going to list it. Go into my website, look at the video, but go down to the little box. I have in there that says I'm ready, but just type in there that you listen to the podcast, and then I'll get back with you. Just tell me what you're looking for. What kind of money you're trying to make? What are you trying to? Are you interested in joining hands and be a part of our community? And we'll open our arms and you'll be welcome.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us tonight. Maybe you'll be gracious enough to do another radio show sometime. We're trying to sort of build up the following and build up enough income to go back to where we were before. With
two-hour shows, one-and-a-half-hour shows.
Go ahead.
Well, let me say this real quick. I know we got 1 minute left, but real quick, the first five people that join come in, that I'll fund you to $15 to get you started. That way, you're the first five that go into my thing and come in, you'll get funded to $15 to get started.
Okay, that's great. How can you not pay attention to something like that, right? And so, all right. Thanks for being with us again. And I'll be talking
thank you for
with
you
again
me.
Soon. Okay.
Thank you for having me. And great wealth to you, because I know you got doing great things also. And that, you know, and you want to reach the people, because they're out there. People are hungry. They want something. And we got it for them.
Yeah.
They want it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You take care. And you have-
There you are, folks.
The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising. Say what? The phoenix is rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
The phoenix is rising. Is rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The phoenix is rising.
What?
Rising, rising, the phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising.
Say
rising,
what?
It's rising. Rising, rising, rising. The phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising.
Say what?